Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company. Today we're showcasing a recent release by a band featuring some of this country's best jazz musicians, playing a unique mixture drawn from tango, klezmer, jazz, circus, classical and Latin American music. The band is called The Clogs and the album is called Sawdust and Spangles. Plus new releases by Derek Hodge, a preview of a new album to be released in October by Nora Jones, and two classic Miles Davis tracks. As if that wasn't enough, as a bonus, I'm including another few tunes from Pat Metheny's album, The Unity Sessions, which we featured on In The Moment a few weeks ago. Starting then with a new release by American guitarist Nels Klein. It's from a new album, a 2-CD set, simply called Lovers, which Klein says he'd been working on and planning for 25 years. This tune is called The Bond.
Thank you.
Beautiful sounds there from Nels Klein and a tune called The Bond from his new Blue Note Records release, Lovers. And you heard him with Devin Hoff bass, Alex Klein drums, and various wind and string players, including Michael Leonhardt trumpet. In February 2007, Downbeat Reader's Poll named Klein as one of the top 20 new guitar greats and gave him the name The Avant Romantic. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of Empire's music from the 1920s through to the present day. Today we're featuring a new release by British jazz supergroup The Clogs. It's called Sawdust and Spangles, and The Clogs were formed 2 years ago by pianist Mark Edwards. He's played with K2 Mellower, Roddy Frame, Dave Stewart, Terry Gallier, Incognito and Carlene Anderson, amongst many others. And the style of The Clogs draws from cinematic reimaginings of a wide range of musics: tango, klezmer, jazz, circus, classical and Latin American. Their live shows are wonderful spectacles, including elements of circus and visual projections, and Jazzwise called them engaging, wonderfully quirky, and a coherent bridge between jazz and film music in a swaggering, Kurt Weill-ish ambience. This, featuring Gabby Froden, is called I Dive Deep. That was The Clogs and I Dive Deep, featuring Gabby Foden from their new album Sawdust and Spangles, and the lineup features Mark Edwards, piano, Glockenspiel harmonium, Julian Nicholas, saxophones and clarinet, Ben Sarfer's violin, Dave Trigwell drums, Neil Corrion accordion, Terry Pack bass, and Eden Townend guitar and banjo. We'll be listening to more tunes from that album throughout today's In the Moment. You are listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And let's nip back now to 1961 for a fantastic Columbia Records release by the Miles Davis Quintet. It's from their seventh studio album made by Miles Davis for Columbia Records. It's called Someday My Prince Will Come and was recorded at their 30th Street studio in Manhattan. Miles Davis's standard procedure at the time was to alternate small group albums and big band projects for Columbia, and it was a time when his band was in flux. In 1959, several years earlier, Cannonball Adderley, the alto sax legend, had left to form his own group, and in 1960, John Coltrane, tenor legend, left to form his quartet. So that year, Miles Davis played with a number of saxophonists, including Jimmy Heath and Sonny Stitt, before settling on Hank Mobley, and the band restabilised for the next couple of years. We're going to listen to a Miles Davis composition, in which the title refers to his wife Frances. Downbeat magazine said of the album it was amongst Davis's most romantic, bluesy and intentionally seductive programmes. This is Francing. Thank you. Fabulous. That was Francing from Miles Davis's 1961 Columbia Records album, Someday My Prince Will Come. And you heard Miles Davis trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums. Still to come this hour, new release tune from producer, composer, and instrumentalist Derek Hodge, who the New York Times has said made a cinematic world of his own, and one of my favourite offerings from a recent Pat Metheny album, The Unity Sessions. Plus, of course, more from today's featured album, Sawdust and Spangles from The Clogs. In fact, that's where we are right now. The band's leader, pianist Mark Edwards, said he had the idea in mind for The Clogs a couple of years before he acted on it. Like many musicians, he said he has ideas for different bands he'd like to form every day, but this one stuck with him. He said the sound he was after was that of a bunch of jazz musicians who've formed a tango group and then run away to the circus. He knew the material he wanted to explore and arranged pieces which he'd loved for many years from various genres and composers, including film composer Ennio Morricone, pianist Brad Meldow, Tom Waits, classical composer Gabriel Fauré, and film composer John Williams. This tune is called El Sabio. Thank you. That's a fun tune, and it's called El Sabio, translates as The Wise One, from the Clogs' new album Sawdust and Spangles, which was released at the end of May this year. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. On August the 26th, Derek Hodge released an album called The Second, and it was his first album for Blue Note Records. He's a two-time Grammy winner, a producer, composer and multi-instrumentalist. He played for years with trumpeter Terence Blanchard, keyboard player Robert Glasper, rapper Common and R&B singers Jill Scott and Maxwell. A couple of years ago in 2013, he released his debut album Live Today. And his current album, The Second, fuses jazz and hip-hop. He said, "I wanted to create something that with a heartbeat for the people. My hope is for this sound to uplift people, help them get through whatever, and show that I'm all in for creating music for the rest of my life and career." Jazz Times reviewed the album as a focused, cohesively and artistically ambitious record, saying that the hypnotic morphings of textures and timbres within the liquid arrangements held new chemistry and creative fuel. Let's have a listen to the title track, The Second.
Thank you.
That was the title track from Derek Hodges' new Blue Note Records album, The Second, and he played all the instruments and produced the track himself. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day, and today we're featuring a new album by British jazz supergroup The Clogs called Sawdust and Spangles. Mark Edwards, keyboard player and group leader, said that he incorporated elements of film, storytelling and dance, which was exciting and a really fruitful exercise in exploring where they might go with future performance. He used musicians local to where he lives so that extensive rehearsal would be practical, and the music's very detailed and reliant on intricate ensemble playing. Edward said that all the musicians are very dear friends to him. The astonishing human being that is Julian Nicholas, a sax wind player he's known and worked with for nearly 30 years. Dave Trigwell, drums. Nicholas had changed his life when he first heard him. Nicholas was only 18 years old, and he said he still blows him away now. And Nicholas said he wants their concerts to be a theatrical journey and a thought-provoking and moving experience for the audience. Let's have a listen to a tune called My Souvenir.
Somewhere far away, where there's sun and blue skies, I have seen you free at last, floating above. Is a love for the past. You've been a traveler's dream, oasis bright and clear.
Clogs and My Souvenir. That's almost it for this hour here on In the Moment. Do stay listening. More from our featured album that we've just heard from, Sawdust and Spangles by The Clogs. Another sparkling Miles Davis performance and a fantastic tune from organ maestro Jimmy Smith, amongst much, much more next hour. So, to our final tune this hour. A few weeks ago, In the Moment featured a new album by Pat Metheny. It's called The Unity Sessions, and there are so many good tunes on it, I thought I'd include some more this week. The album was recorded after a long 150-day tour in a black box theatre in New York. The band was gig-hardened and produced some fantastic performances. We're to hear Chris Potter sax, Ben Williams bass, Antonio Sanchez drums, Giulio Comasi various instruments, and Pat Metheny on guitar on day one.
We'll be right back. My name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.